On December 13, 2016, Tanzanian police arrested Mr. Maxence Mello. 2 days later, despite not having any search warrant, the police raided Mr. Mello's office and home. Mr. Mello would go on to spend 5 nights in jail. His alleged crimes were failing to register his website with the Tanzanian government and refusing to divulge the personal information of some of his website's users. This was the 5th time since 2008 that Mr. Mello, the co-founder of a social media website called Jamii Forums, was arrested by Tanzanian authorities. Mr. Mello has been fighting against corruption and for free speech since 2002. But this fight has made him a target of the government, a government that now, more than ever, seems committed to shutting down any criticism. And this story, the story of a man and his company standing up to the government, standing up on behalf of the people, is both inspirational and concerning, as the lessons that can be learned stretch well beyond the borders of Tanzania. Thank you for tuning in. This is Whistleblower, the story of Maxence Mello and Jamii Forums.
Maxence Mello, he's the founder of Jamii Forums, a website for whistleblowers.
I think the first thing I thought was like, this man is brave, right?
Those people who used to be with you, once they're in power, they wanted to also push you back.
Tanzania's president, John Magufuli, has a zero tolerance policy for any criticism of him or his government.
We started getting letters from authorities demanding for user data for a platform. So in 2008, in February, I got arrested and I was alleged to be a terrorist.
What is happening now is freedom of speech is being criminalized.
There are things that probably as humans we can't control. Mm-hmm. And there are things that we can control. But policing the internet, I don't think it's a good thing. It's not at all. That's the ultimate freedom that we have. And I think it's something to cherish.
I know for many people, Tanzania is a place you've never been to and maybe never really thought about aside from Kilimanjaro. That's probably where I was about 2 years ago, but then, kind of by chance, I caught wind of this story. And then as I looked into it more and learned about what was going on, how this seemingly simple website was causing such a disruption, and how our government seemed pretty hell-bent on shutting it down, I just realized or felt like it was such a compelling and important story. But before I get into my involvement, let me introduce you a little more to Jamii and Max. So first off, what exactly is Jamii Forums?
If you've never heard of Jamii Forums, it's the country's largest message board, and it's almost a social network in its own right. So a lot of news, a lot of conversation between Tanzanians and the diaspora.
So Jamii is an operational website. You can go online right now and check it out. Most of the content is in Swahili, but they do have some English threads on there. It was founded in 2006 by friends Maxence Mello and Mike Mushi under the original name Jambo Forums. And we'll get into the reason for the name change later. But the best way to think about it is as Tanzania's version of Reddit. Some people have called it their version of WikiLeaks. There's an article on Quartz and I think one on BBC that refers to them as the Swahili WikiLeaks. But that's not quite right. Now, they do have some similarities. Jamii does post government documents sometimes and dives into them. This is usually legislation or regulations in Tanzania, either proposed or already passed. But they aren't hacking into accounts or stealing documents and emails. And Jamii is extremely committed to verifying their political content. But as you'll learn later, a big part of what Jamii does is expose corruption, either through their own investigations or through postings from users. And we'll get into some of the specifics of that later, but what is important to understand right now is that Jamii really operates as an outlet for people to exchange ideas. And even when they publish their own content, whether it's the documents or the stories their own journalists break, the point of that content is to allow people to talk with each other about it. It's all about open discussion, you know, the great marketplace of ideas. Anyone can sign up as a user and contribute, and you'll see everything on there. There's sports, pop culture, and lots of politics, both domestic and international. Politics is definitely the most popular topic on the website, and here is Mr. Mello discussing that.
On Jamii Forums, it's about politics. And if you're talking about Tanzanian politics, then they know the reference is Jamii Forums.
And the other thing that you have to know is that in Tanzania, this website is crazy popular. As of August 2019, the website had over 10 million users. But unfortunately, when you get a very popular website promoting the free exchange of ideas and mix that with a powerful political machine, you're going to have some conflict. And no one is more familiar with that conflict than the main focus of this podcast, Maxence Mello, or Max as we'll be calling him.
And a well-known case is Maxence Mello. He's the founder of Jamii Forums, a website for whistleblowers. He's been prosecuted under the 2015 Cyber Crimes Act for stories that expose cases of alleged corruption involving companies close to the government.
Now, that clip was from Al Jazeera in 2018, and they referenced Max's legal troubles stemming from that 2016 arrest that we talked about earlier. But I just wanted to briefly clarify what happened there. Max ultimately faced three charges stemming from that arrest. The first was for failing to register his website with the Tanzanian government. The others, which will be a bigger focus moving forward, were for obstruction under the 2015 Cybercrimes Act. We'll get into the Cybercrimes Act in detail later, but in Max's case, those obstruction charges were essentially for his refusal to hand over the personal information of certain users. These users had either been critical of the government or they had exposed corruption at some level. So what happened was the police kept demanding information on these users, and Max continued to challenge the legality of this demand. But after each challenge, the authorities would just demand the data under a different statute. Max knew it was wrong to give the user information to the police because he knew that they would just bring criminal charges against these users for simply having exposed corruption in the government. But the pressure kept mounting, and eventually Max was tipped off that the police were not going to relent. So he went down to the police station, where he was immediately arrested. Now, this was the incident that really brought attention to Max's battle with the government, but it certainly wasn't the start of it. Since 2002, Max has been trying to expose and reduce corruption in Tanzania, and he's done this at great risk and great cost. I mentioned his arrest, but some of his colleagues have also been arrested. Max has also been abducted multiple times and has endured harsh, sometimes violent interrogations. Yet he's shown no signs of relenting in this fight. And as I said before, his story is truly an inspiring one, but is also concerning, as it shows how governments are finding new ways to censor online content and even use the evolving technology to their advantage. We'll really dive into some of those details as we move forward, but before we do, let me tell you a little about who I am and how I got involved with this. My name is Ben Koenigsfeld. I graduated from Northwestern Law School in May of 2018, and during my last year there, I worked on a project led by Professor Ronald Allen. Professor Allen had been working on different projects in Tanzania for about 10 years. He's worked on revising their evidence code and their criminal procedure. And the project that I was on was with five other students. And what we were doing was really wrapping up all of his work and putting together a comprehensive piece on the administration of justice in Tanzania. So in January of 2018, we were able to visit Tanzania so that we could see the courts and interview people. So part of what I was researching for this project was public corruption, which spilled over a little to the freedom of the press. So when I started looking for people to connect with in Tanzania, Jamii Forums and Max just kept popping up, mostly because of their involvement in exposing some high-profile corruption scandals, but also because of Max's 2016 arrest. So I reached out to Jamii, and they just kind of agreed to meet with us. I was honestly surprised with how receptive they were. And then the day came for our meeting, so I drove over there. I was with Professor Allen and my classmate, Kobe. Now, their office was on the outskirts of Dar es Salaam, which is the real hub of Tanzania. So we get to the area, but we can't really find the place. We're asking around if anyone knows where the office is, but no one is giving us answers. We finally get to the right address, and once we get there, everyone is super nice, but absolutely nobody is tracking our meeting. I honestly think it may have been a security measure by them, but either way, we wait there, and I'm emailing my contact from their team, Asha, and eventually she comes up, and hopefully you'll hear from her later, but she shows up, and she is just amazing. Without her, none of this would have happened, so I am just forever grateful for Asha. So we talk with her, we tell her who we are and why we're interested in Jumi. And she says, oh, you have to talk with Max. And we're so excited at this point. I've been telling my classmates and my professor about Max, and he's become a pretty big deal amongst us. So she calls him and is able to set up a meeting that day. So a few hours later, Max meets us at our hotel. He seems a little nervous. He really has no idea who we are, aside from what Asha has relayed to him. But he comes up to our room, and he sits down with all seven of us. And after we explain to him who we are, he starts telling us his story. So for about 2 hours, we just listen to him recount this entire journey from 2002 to now. And we'll go through all that with you. But at the end of this meeting, we're all just floored. We ask some questions and we clarify some details, but man, just sitting there in person and listening to him discuss what he has been through and what his team is accomplishing was just amazing. And it really lit a fire under all of us. So we left there and tried to figure out what we could do to help. We contacted some NGOs to see if they could get some funding for security. Some we think were able to help, many were not, unfortunately. We tried reaching out to some news outlets and even some podcasts, but we never got any real traction on the story being picked up. So I just decided that I needed to do this. You know, I was the one in the room with him, sitting next to him as he explained these hardships. And I don't want that to be for nothing, that time that he spent with us. And I think a podcast is a good way and maybe the best way to tell the full story. Now, I hope this podcast helps in a few ways. First, I hope it inspires. This story is just incredible. And what Max and really his whole team are doing, their sacrifice and commitment, is something that we can all learn from. Next, simply to expose what is going on in Tanzania and developing in some other places, because this problem, the government clamping down on online criticism, is not going away anytime soon. And lastly, look, Max is in some danger. As you listen to these next episodes, I think you'll understand how real that danger is. So any exposure that he has, any eyes that can be drawn to his situation, I think adds to his security. Because right now, if something were to happen to him, I don't know what the blowback, especially internationally, would be. But if we can raise his profile, I think that significantly lowers the government's likelihood to hurt him. So that's me. That's what led me here, and that's what I'm hoping to achieve by all of this. Before I wrap up this first episode, I just want to take a couple minutes and lay out the plan moving forward. Now, I promise it won't just be me talking at you the whole time. You'll be hearing from Max and other Jumi employees, classmates of mine, Professor Allen, experts on public corruption, and other targeted members of the Tanzanian media. Now, in the next episode, we'll go through Max's story from beginning to end. Then we'll go into a brief history of public corruption in Tanzania. And I'll discuss these new techniques used by the Tanzanian government, including the Cybercrimes Act. I'll dive into the specifics of Max's legal situation. Then I'll address government officials that have been targeted in similar ways. You see, in Tanzania, there is a growing opposition party. And as they gain popularity, the current administration, which has essentially been in power since Tanzania gained independence in the 1960s, seems to have stepped up their brutality. This has led to arrests, kidnappings, and even attempted murders of members of parliament. And then lastly, we'll talk about how all of this, the story of Max and Jumi, fits into the ongoing conflict between governments and digital platforms. Because while this story is incredibly important to those involved and to the people of Tanzania and East Africa, it is also part of a larger international issue. In the US, we have seen leaders from Google, Facebook, and Twitter called to answer questions before Congress. We've seen similar things happen in the EU, and now we have allegations that certain platforms have helped China and other authoritative governments censor populations or expose personal details about their users. This clash between private digital companies and government is huge, and hopefully Max's resistance to concede control and his fight for the rights of his users will be the norm that prevails. So one last time, thank you so much for listening. I am excited about episode 2. I'm excited about this entire endeavor, and I hope you are too. Goodbye.